Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
A very good morning from the sports desk. We start with rugby results. In the only URC game of the evening, the Glasgow Warriors dominated the final quarter to beat the Bulls in Scotland last night. The visitors appear to be well on their way to victory with their 12-7 lead after 60 minutes. Replacement winger Kirtley Ahrens crossed for what looked to be their third try. However, it was ruled out by the TMO, and a penalty try to Glasgow swung the momentum, with the hosts going on to secure a 21-12 win. Johan Ackermann's men returned to South Africa with just one victory, which was against Connacht, from their three-match tour, and three wins from the five to start the URC. Coach Ackermann weighs in.
I'm proud of the guys. You know, I know obviously the players are disappointed and our supporters will be disappointed, but I felt we were in the game, and unfortunately that penalty try took away the momentum, and you know, obviously I saw it differently, and would like to know how they saw it, because it was definitely not us collapsing that morning.
I missed this game, Lucky, but yeah. Judging from the highlights that I saw this morning, the Bulls had the game, eh?
Yeah, listen, I was a bit tired, but I did miss this game, though. Yeah, the Bulls were good in the beginning. When I was watching, they looked like they were in charge.
Yeah. And Vili was on point.
Yeah.
Finally, the Bulls next face the Lions at Loftus-Versfeld when the URC resumes in a month's time. Meanwhile, in football, it seems as though Nuno Espirito Santos's winless start to his West Ham reign has reached four games after Leeds cruised to a 2-1 victory. If the Portuguese coach doesn't spark a quick turn-up in West Ham's fortunes, he could be in danger of suffering a second dismissal in the space of one season.
It's the reality, and we have to face it. We started the game very bad with the way we approach our defensive situation in the box. We allow the contact, we allow the second shot on target, then comes a corner, the goal from a corner, something that we slightly improved in the previous game, but today he punished us again. Commitment, focus, responsibility is all that we want from our players.
Now in Formula One, could Max make a comeback? Well, he continued his comeback charge with the fastest time in practice for the Mexico City Grand Prix, while McLaren rivals struggled. Max has roared back into contention after being 104 points adrift at the end of August. He lapped the circuit in a best time of 1 minute and 17.392 seconds, despite complaining the medium tires was like driving on ice.
Yeah, I mean, of course, a bit of a long wait for the day, but the short run, I think, on the soft, we managed to do a good lap. The rest, everything else,